Welcome back, 1570 AM Baltimore Positive WNST. My next guest is Nestor J. Aparicio. Nestor, always a pleasure to have you on. Welcome in.
Lamar Jackson's still under contract.
He's still under contract, still hasn't shown up to make an appearance anywhere in Baltimore. And hey, life goes on. Birds are playing, and thanks to guys like yourself, I'm all in. I watched the Wednesday night game. The 2-1 thriller win over the Rays. And Nestor, I'm enjoying all the new changes for baseball. It seems to me that it's a much faster game. I'm completely engaged. I love this team. I scored the 5 tickets to the game against the Pirates, so I'm going to go.
Five tickets? You have friends that are going? I have friends. I actually have some friends. But it's different with going alone than actually taking people.
Oh, no. We're going to go, and I'm definitely going to get some tickets to watch the Angels, hopefully, when Ohtani's pitching. But I am all in.
I think that's Monday, by the way. The word is Monday, and I have a John Wade. The Preakness post-draw is – they're running a horse race here next week. They've been running it for like 100 years. Some people know about it. Some people don't. I'm shocked at how many people I know that have never been to the Preakness.
You're actually looking at one and talking to one. I've never been to a horse race, but you know, it's a thing. I need to go.
What has held you back, and what would make you go?
You know, probably just a general lack of interest. And what would make me go is, again, some friends saying, hey, come on, let's do this thing, and me making the time to go. It's on a Sunday. It's on a Saturday. That's why.
Saturday. That's
I've worked probably 99.9% of Saturdays my entire life in the car business. I think it's also been a contributing factor.
How many cars do you sell on Saturday versus, like, so my wife test drove this week a Bronco Sport in the, I thought it was oiler blue. It turns out it's Robin Egg Blue.
It's Robin Egg Blue. Oiler blue to me and you, though.
It looks like this. It looks just like what I'm wearing.
You can call it whatever you want to call it, right? But no.
Carolina Blue.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's blue. Yeah. The light blue.
It's light blue. So it turns out you gave her some sort of stock model. You thought she was... She's married to a Dundalk guy, and you know me. You thought she was budget conscious, you know?
I never thought that at all. Nope, never crossed my mind.
But as it turns out, she is, after surviving cancer twice, and now she's in her 50s. I know she looks 31, but she's 50. She is ready for luxury. So she doesn't want cloth seats. She needs leather seats. And that helps my butt, too, even though my butt's skinny. See, she needs a moonroof. You have to have a moonroof.
Here's the method to my madness. I always show people almost a base vehicle, no matter what model line they're looking at, because it's easier to go up to moonroof and sunroof and leather versus to come down off of it. Because it's just not a matter of budget. It's also what somebody wants to spend. So it's easier to go up than it's much harder to go down.
You sold a lot of cars. It's not for me to say.
But we'll sell 10 to 15 on a weekday, and Saturday's our biggest day. We'll sell 35 to 40 on a Saturday.
So, wow. Okay, so it's almost three or four times. So Saturday is Christmas.
Yeah, like, I mean, you gear up, you know, you make appointments, you gear up. Friday the second. Friday we'll sell 20 to 25, but Saturday by far is the biggest day for us. So we're closing Sunday's Maryland Blue Laws in Baltimore County. Thank you for that. I don't want to be open on Sundays for the record. I like to be off. I like for my staff to rest.
Oh, you like that? Okay, I thought you were going to say, thank you, Baltimore County.
No, not at all. No, believe me, I wish we were shut down on Saturdays too. I just, you know.
Would you sell more cars if you were open Sunday? Like, I know Chick-fil-A would sell more sandwiches. Like, there's no question that they would sell more sandwiches.
But at what cost? You have staffing, you know, you have staffing issues. You know, you got to, I mean, we already work a lot of hours.
Everybody has staffing issues.
Yeah, 150 plus employees on this ship, co-workers, et cetera. But, you know, you have to have compassion for your people, and they need their time off to rest. You got to, you know, most of us work 6 days. I mean, I work 6 days a week.
What are you going to do on Sunday? You go fishing, or are you going to start watching the Orioles now?
You know what? I can always tape the game. I got to get outdoors. I fish. Got to get on the lake.
I'll tell you what, this Oriole thing's been crazy, because you began by saying, I love this team. I love the new game of baseball. Dennis, I've been on the air 32 seasons, 25 straight at AM 1570 since August 3rd. And when I think about how many Preakness weeks that the Orioles became irrelevant, like in the 90s, very, very relevant. Sure. In the beginning of the century, losing relevance. I did Free the Birds primarily Because they had screwed up their franchise by then. That was 17 years ago that people had just gone. And they never really came back. I mean, in 12 and 14 and 16, yeah, in 14 they won and there were some people there and they sold playoff tickets. I bought playoff tickets at less than face value for the Royal Series. That's a fact. My kid and I sat behind home plate for $90 and $250 tickets because the demand wasn't outrageous. And that was 9 years ago, right? So I don't know what it's going to take, but it's going to take a whole movement to get people back. Because it's not about one Dennis or one pissed off Nestor or somebody that lives in Harford County that hates the city or whatever. For
There's
me,
privilege of those.
but it's everything. It's everything, right? And the everything part of it is you have to want to go. And part of wanting to go is making the television broadcast good because other than Ed Lauer, who goes down there 5 nights a week, even when they're on the road, you're experiencing half of their season on
Right.
television. If you watch all the games and you go to three or four games, you go to eight games, you go to 10 games, most of it is in your kitchen, in your living room, on your phone, wherever you are, at the Steel concert, at the Anthem for me on Wednesday night. And making that part of the product, it's like your Crystal Coons. There's a reason Crystal Coons is on the ads and not you, right? I mean, you want to make every message, consistent, there, forever. And you want to know what you're about. And with the Orioles, they were about losing. They were about downtown. They were about, oh my God, the games are 4 hours long. When I went to go and they sucked 3 years ago, I was sticker shocked by like, you're in last, you're the worst team in baseball. And you want me to pay $60 to walk in and sit on the roof and then pay $15 for a beer? Like that was they were awful for 6 years. They're good now, but this being good has coincided with the changes in the sport.
Yeah, it's
If they
great.
were good and the games were 4.5 hours, and the broadcasts stink, you might not want to be a part of it. I mean, I've really given Ben McDonald a lot of credit. I love Mike Bordick, and Mike Bordick did not stink. The team stunk, the game stunk, but what they did to Bordick is not cool. But either way, Ben's good. This kid, Jeff Arnold's good. The games come into the players look like decent humans when they're interviewed. I don't know any of them. They won't give me a chance to know them. That's part of
That's a shame.
that's on them. That's on them. I've never met any of these people, but they seem like good people. They seem like people you want to give your time to every night. They're going to be in your living room every day. This thing about the Orioles, man. The Orioles are a Christmas ball in everybody's tree here. They're part of your family. People treat it like family. I had to stop doing that 20 years ago because these are not good people. I mean, the owner's already lied, and it's May about opening his books. He doesn't have a lease. So I could sit here and talk about all that, but all that's, as Luke Jones would say, eyewash when they're winning 5 times a week, right?
Not
So they're
true.
winning. They have you engaged. I went into Costas on Monday night, and my wife and I just went out because we were hungry. We're like, let's get some dinner. We haven't been there in a while. Let's go. Pete's there, Bucky Lassick's there. So we had a little Dundalk reunion, but a bunch of my buddies, and these are Pikesville buddies, Greenspring buddies, walked in. They're all there. They're all a little older than me, maybe 55 to 65, but very active guys who love the Orioles, guys who have money, guys who are ordering the big crabs, all of that stuff. Table of eight, sit down, and they all know me, and we start talking baseball. And they're all like, we're watching again. Everything you said in the opening statement, which I love this team. I'm engaged with this team. I'm watching again. It makes me feel like a kid again. The games are getting over at 2:30. They start them at 6:30 and it's over at 9:00.
Yeah, it's great.
I can hang out with my wife at 9 o'clock if I want to.
It's
So
great.
all everything they've done, now they need a lease and they need a real owner and they need a front face for their organization because they don't have that right now. In off the field, I'm talking about.
No, it's a lot of fun. They're a fun bunch to watch. The other night, when I forget who hit a double and they went to replay and they had this pitchers in the dugout trying to get his attention, and Gibson had water in his mouth for like 2 minutes. They were trying to
Oh,
do
the
the
sprinkler.
sprinkler.
Yep.
That was hysterical. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, look, they're kids, and you buy into that. You buy into that positive energy. And I got treated to the first game, the opener, by someone, and I was shocked when I found out how much we sat behind home plate. I was shocked at the price of those tickets, Ness, and the five
What
pack.
were they? 110, 95?
I
What are
don't.
they?
I no, they were like over 200 a piece,
For a
which
baseball game.
for a baseball game now. I didn't pay for them. And so now I just got five from one of my vendors, First Bayside. And so, but I'm going to pay for the ones for the Angels, and I'm not going to, I want to get good seats, but I haven't thought about buying. I haven't bought a baseball ticket in years. I've been treated to games. I've been a guest in luxury boxes, but now I'm going to spend my hard earned money to go to games. Because I want to.
Well,
see,
if they've
I
earned
see.
That from you, then they haven't earned that from me. Yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting on the $40,000 check from 2006 that they never sent when they screwed me.
Of course.
So I mean,
you have
literally,
a different issue with them, but to
yeah,
me,
yeah. I mean, I have a different issue, but I also love baseball, and my last name's
right.
Aparicio, and I operate what is traditionally legacy oriented, a sports radio station. I mean, I'm the only
Absolutely.
person that pays somebody else to cover the team and has on the worst nights. Luke has been out there every night for
For a
15
long time.
years.
That's a great
For
point.
15 years.
And Austin Hayes said the other day that, in fact, it was Wednesday night, he said after the victory that a couple years ago in the third or fourth inning, they were done. They were so far behind, there was no catching up. And now this team feels like it has a legitimate chance to win every single game. So the team has transformed now for the last 3 or 4 years from a doormat and everybody's homecoming game to their contender. I mean, they're serious. They're not a joke. Just took two or three games from the Rays, and
they have a better chance of winning the World Series than the Ravens do the Super Bowl this
they
year.
Do.
I'll
They
say
really
that.
do. And they're fun
And
to
I'm
watch.
not.
That's
I'm
the
not.
other part. They're fun to
That
watch.
makes me a jerk because I'm not all in on Lamar. If Lamar has a parade, I'll be the first one there waving, saying, "Good for you, you did it." But I think the Ravens have a much harder road than the Orioles do, certainly over the next 3 to 5 years. If you're going window on giving Lamar Jackson the franchise, which is what they did, I mean, everything about the franchise will be about his knee, his arm, his head, his tweets, his demeanor, his leadership, his health. All the entire franchise will go on him. And I'm not saying that it won't be that way with Adley Rutschman, because it I guess it will be, especially once they give him the money, which at some point they'll give him money, right? I mean, we're already talking about
we
that,
hope. We hope
which is
they give him
crazy,
money.
right?
We hope he doesn't go the route of Manny Machado, but let's enjoy him for what they are at this time. And look, I'm looking forward to having to looking at watching competitive baseball in September. I'm looking forward to the Orioles being part of a pennant race, because if that happens, I do think the Lamar Jackson story, regardless of how it unfolds, it'll be a backstory until the Orioles season is over and done with.
I have a prediction for you now. You ready for this? You can rewind tape on this, and I don't say, write this down, but write this down. By the you're talking about a pennant race. I don't think the kids are going to get treated to that here. A pennant race would be, we're in a race, and if we don't make it, we don't make the playoffs. That's what they've killed in baseball in regard to that, because by the time September rolls around, there might be a race. They might be 5 games behind the Rays and trying to get the first place or whatever. And the benefits that affords you in baseball to be in first place as opposed to second place, but they're going to be in the playoffs and they're going to play playoff games. I don't know if they're going to win or not. I mean, that remains to be seen what their seeding is and how hard they run in September.
That's
and
okay.
how important it is to you that they're in first place versus second place, but they're going to make the playoffs in such a fashion that there's not going to be a race. I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
the notion that it'll be exciting and
but
they'll
I'll
be
take
playing
it. Listen,
games
I'll
for
take it.
seeding,
I would
but
love
they're
to
not
go.
going to be magic number. We have to win 2 out of 3 this weekend to
Okay.
stay alive, because that they're going to be better than that. I
well,
really believe.
I hope so. But a lot of things can happen. It's a very long season, but I would like to go to several playoff baseball games. I haven't been to one in a long, long time. Ness. I mean, back when Buck was a manager,
so
and that was a lot of fun.
Here's something I'm going to teach you. And you're going to learn this, okay? Because I know Phillies fans, Yankees fans don't care. They know such thing. They're in the playoffs every year, kind of like the old Braves. What you're going to know about baseball is when you get the playoff tickets, you're going to hold them, and they're going to say, "We're going to play game two." Well, when are you going to play it? We're going to play it. Well,
eventually.
When are you going to play it? Wednesday or Thursday, or is it afternoon or night? Or we'll let you know on Tuesday.
Right.
And so baseball does that. So when you have those playoff tickets, you're not going to know if it's a 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So you're going to have to take the whole day off. So I'm just letting you know, if you got a bar mitzvah, you got a car dealership to run, something
right.
like that,
Well, let me
baseball
ask you.
Playoffs are different, because when you're sitting on the tickets, don't get a babysitter.
Let me ask you this then. Why? What's the difference? Because fortunately, I've been to both. You've been to both. What's the difference? There is a different energy at a baseball game than a football game. in playoffs. So let's
well,
say
you
Ray
get
was.
up to pee every 18 times in a baseball game, right? So there's you know, between innings, it stops. Football is just.
But you know what? It's a different energy, though. I felt it the last time I went to an Orioles playoff game, which was many years ago, but there's a different energy between playoff football and playoff baseball to
Let me
me.
ask you this. Were you at the Sunday night opener in 04 or was it 05? I want to say it was 04. Sunday night baseball, Pedro Martinez pitched against the Orioles.
No, it
Were you at
wasn't
that
me.
game?
I wasn't there. No, was not.
Anybody in the audience that hears my voice will remember that night, if you were there that night, because it was the height of Raven madness, right? It was 04. The Ravens had already won one Super Bowl. They had drafted Bowler and Suggs and Ray Ray's dancing. And, you know, and Billick's about to get fired. They're about to have that good year in 06, right? But in that period of time, football was the city. You will agree with that, right? Baseball had
Yes.
gone. This is before I did Free the Birds. This is a couple, 3 years before Free the Birds. We're going way back here, right? But it was a night that was one of the most memorable nights in Camden Yards history. We tortured Pedro with "Who's Your Daddy?" Do you remember that? "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?" And got Pedro shook. The stadium had no Red Sox fans in it because it was opening day and it was $100 to get in, and the Orioles fans still had some mojo to get tickets, right? It was 04. And it was a football crowd. It was
Right, at a
a
baseball
Monday
game.
night football game.
Got it.
At a baseball game, right? And the only thing I could compare that to, in my experience, and I've been to like 58 World Series games. I've been to a lot of World Series games, and not recently, but I was a real media member back in the day. And I went to the World Series games in 95 and 97 in Cleveland. The 95 World Series, keep in mind, we stole the team in the middle of the World Series. Like, literally, I was out there for the World Series with Kevin Eck, going to games at Jacobs Field, and the next day, John Moog met Modell's, October 29th. You can go back and look it up. So the World Series, that crowd there in Cleveland was a football crowd. And in 97, when they beat us and played the Marlins in the World Series, because they played the Indians in 95, 97, I went back, and they had lost their football team, right? They had no football team. They had a World Series baseball team that was playing the Marlins, and I've never been to a baseball game that was more raucous. The
Really?
games were Cleveland Browns,
Got it.
angry
Oh,
football games.
now I get that.
And the crowd, it was a football crowd. And I don't know, you're not getting that on Monday for Shohei Ohtani, Dan. You're
Right,
not. You know,
right.
there's never going to be that many people, right? But the one night that I remember that was amazing, the night they gave the Palmer statues away, the team was really good and the place was packed. And I remember the crowd being raucous, affecting the other team, a baseball crowd affecting the other dugout because of the noise. And this pitch clock's going to change things in the postseason,
Yes,
where the
it is.
noise is going to be on and it's going to be like the quarterback coming up saying, "I can't hear. I need a timeout." No timeouts.
No
You got to
timeout.
pitch.
Yeah,
You
you
got to
got to throw the
play.
ball. Yeah.
That's going to change baseball dramatically in October. Noise changes baseball, and baseball players, not this group, are used to noise because they don't play in full stadiums much at all. They were in Atlanta last weekend, and I saw people there. They're not going to play in full stadiums until we make this stadium full and make it a football game, or until October when the football fans all come out and say, I've never taken my kid to a playoff game. We haven't had a playoff game here in a decade. So But the
Right.
crowd and the football crowd, that changes. That Delmon Young moment, the reason that that's a moment is because it sounded like a football game.
Right. The roar of the crowd. Everybody was there. Everybody was into it. Everybody was yelling at the top of their lungs.
I just remember when the Indians walked out on the field in 97, there were 45,000 people up at Jacobs Field, all wearing winter gear because it was 30. You could see your breath. It was 30 degrees, World Series game. And I'm looking around and I'm like, oh my God, the Marlins are in trouble tonight. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Because the crowd's on fire. The Orioles haven't had that. And this young group has never seen that. So for Adley Rutschman to go out and take an at bat in October here in front of 48,000 football fans, woo, at a night game, woo, you know,
Yeah.
like that's when
Okay.
the city's, that's when baseball's, you think baseball's fun now?
Okay.
Wait till that happens, you
Okay.
know?
Well, I can't wait for that. I'm ready
We did
for
a whole segment. We didn't talk any football. You
I
sure?
know. No, this is great. That's I, as always, I appreciate your
I
time.
can't believe you talk baseball with me.
No. Well, look, I told you I'm engaged. I'm into it. I'm watching complete games, which is
then it
very
says
unusual
Baltimore
for me.
On it, right? So if it says Baltimore on it,
hey, I'll take 2 hours and 45 minutes, 3 hours over three and a half, 4 hours any day of the week. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a
all
fun
right.
group
Well,
to.
I will be here with you next week. It is
Yeah.
Preakness week.
Okay.
We are taking a crab cake tour respite. We have a beautiful Friday plan this weekend. And then next week, we're going to be going up to Falston at the local. So
Okay.
this week, we're at State Fair on Friday, your side of town, and then the local on the 23rd up in Falston.
Hey, great stuff as always. Stay well. There he goes, Nestor J. Aparicio here on 1570 AM, Baltimore Positive WNST. We'll take a quick break and come back right after this.